The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing on this wonderful Tuesday, December 29th. 3:02 p.m. if you are listening live, and about 6:02 p.m. if you're listening to our 6 p.m. rebroadcast. Remember that the Daily Briefing is your place where you can get every day, Monday through Friday, your updates and resources related to the pandemic and how to do things in our new atypical way of life. Well, 2020 is nearly coming to a closure, but that doesn't stop state-level updates on COVID-19 being found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Remember that dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. And if you need an interpreter in a language other than English, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. There may be lots of questions that you have about the upcoming and forthcoming vaccine or vaccines, and the coronavirus Q&A line is a great way to get your questions answered, in addition to all the information that's found at coronavirus.wa.gov and at the State Department of Health's webpage. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line 211-211 and chat in any language with someone about your questions. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources anywhere in the state through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. Those community resources include things like housing, rental assistance, food, nutrition services, mental health support. Speaking of mental health support, there's a lot of mental wellness support phone lines and text services that are available. The Washington Listens support line for managing stress and getting behavioral health referrals in your area is 1-833-681-0211. For anyone who's in more acute crisis, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255. If you're in crisis and you prefer texting, you can text the crisis line. It provides confidential text access from anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor. All you got to do is text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 741741. If you text the word FRONTLINE to 741741, you get a trained crisis counselor that's specifically able to respond to the needs and anxieties of frontline health workers. Teens can call or text the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546. And individuals struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. And if all of those numbers pass by pretty quickly, you're listening in the car, you don't want to be unsafe and commit distracted driving, you can always go later to daily.ktqa.org, where you can click on each episode of the Daily Briefing going all the way back to March. You can read each of the Daily Briefing bulletins or listen. For our state-level news for today, the Washington State Healthcare Authority notes that anyone who may be experiencing COVID symptoms or really any medical issue but doesn't have health insurance can apply for Washington Apple Health. That's also known as Medicaid. You got to go to wahealthplanfinder.org to see if you qualify for free or low-cost health coverage. Our regional news for today includes the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reporting 101 cases of COVID-19 yesterday. At airtime, the department had not yet released what our Tuesday numbers look like, but they did note yesterday that holiday-related delays were resulting in fluctuating case counts. There were 148 cases on Sunday, 156 cases on Saturday, and back on Christmas Day, 374 cases, so that definitely suggests fluctuating case counts. In the last week, an average of more than 750 people a day from Phase 1A categories received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in Pierce County. That Phase 1 group of individuals are the initial recipients, and they're limited to people who work in healthcare settings at high risk of exposure to COVID-19, first responders who treat patients with COVID-19, and older adults who live in congregate care settings like nursing homes. About 8,000 people who work in Pierce County or reside in a local long-term care facility have received their first dose of vaccine. Nourish Pierce County food banks will be closed this Friday for the New Year's Day holiday and then again during the week of January 4th through 9th to give volunteers, National Guard members, and staff a holiday respite since they've been working pretty much nigh consistently even through the Christmas time holidays. If you attend or frequent any of the Nourish Pierce County food banks, customers will be given additional servings of food this week prior to the closure to ensure that you have plenty of food for yourself and your families. To find a list of food banks near you, along with ours, you can visit nourishpc.org/need-food or just nourishpc.org, or you can also call 253-383-3164. Moving on to Tacoma level information. Due to the holidays, the regular Tuesday Tacoma City Council meeting is canceled. The next City Council meeting is expected to occur next Tuesday, January 5th, 2021 at 5 p.m. Even with the moratorium on residential evictions extended through March of 2021, Tacoma Pro Bono is offering rent resolution assistance in accordance with state guidelines for landlord-tenant resolution. If you are a Tacoma or Pierce County resident who's behind on your rent, you can email hjp@tacomaprobono.org to get started with free legal services. There are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For anywhere in the state, you can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and click on Get Tested. But for our King County locations, more specifically, you can go to kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department testing webpage at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events include the following. Tomorrow, that's Wednesday, December 30th, the health department will be out at Pierce College in Puyallup, at Centro Latino in Hilltop, at Prairie Ridge Community Center in Bonnie Lake, and at the Lakewood State Emission Inspection Station. There will be no mobile testing on Thursday or Friday this week due to New Year's holidays, but the department will be back this weekend offering free testing on Saturday, January 2nd at the Fraternal Order of Eagles building in Ording, as well as at Journey Church in Tacoma. No ID is required, and tests are free and open to anyone. Most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but testing at the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station actually runs all the way until late in the afternoon, till about 6:30. So do check tpchd.org for specifics. Results are available within 3 to 7 days, and if that 7-day waiting time seems like a long time, recall that if you have been exposed to someone with a confirmed case of COVID-19 or you're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 and you get tested, you're still supposed to wait and quarantine and isolate for a period of time anyway. As a bonus, some of the COVID-19 testing sites associated with the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will also have folks offering free adult flu shots. It is recommended that anyone and everyone who is able to, who is medically able to, receive the flu vaccine, do so. This prevents stress, further stress on our hospitals, and prevents the possibility of you catching both COVID and influenza at the same time, which could be very dangerous. There's a new program that even arranges for a test to be delivered to you, and you can self-administer and then send it back. And that's if you've got mobility issues or trouble getting to a test site during those hours. Go online to scanpublichealth.org for more information. And in addition, Cheney Stadium is partnering with Discovery Health to offer COVID-19 testing Tuesdays through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the next 2 months. They will be closed on December 31st and January 1st, but up and running after that. That's all the updates I have for today. During airtime, we just had the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department numbers come in. And on December 29th, they confirmed 370 new COVID-19 cases, as well as 5 new deaths. They do note that holiday-related delays and weekend processing delays and batch processing at labs contributed to high number of cases that they're reporting today, sort of balances out with the low numbers reported yesterday, and is completely aligned with what they were saying, that they would have lots of number fluctuations from day to day. But the 14-day average offers the most accurate look at current COVID-19 disease burden in Pierce County. So right now, they are reporting an average case per day over the last 2 weeks is 248. And the 14-day case rate per 100,000 individuals is sitting at 384.7. With a 6-day data lag that ensures a bit more data accuracy, the case rate per 100,000 individuals in Pierce County is 498.9. So 499 individual cases of COVID-19, of confirmed COVID-19 cases per 100,000 residents. Remember that COVID-19 is considered to be relatively under control in terms of a pandemic when that number is down to 25 per 100,000, and we are sitting nearly at 500. Community spread of COVID-19 is very active right now. So, like we've always been saying since March, mask up, keep those gatherings small, try and wash hands, social distance, keep your 6 feet apart from others, go out only when it's necessary. And meanwhile, remember that you've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing, where you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, 211 for statewide community resources and referral services. Our phone number, where you can call us or text us, is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website, daily.ktqa.org. And with the new year just around the corner, KTQA will be starting up some new opportunities for volunteer involvement at a safe distance. And if you aren't on our email list yet, go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included. My name's Becky. I'll see you on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.
I just heard that KTQA's volunteers are building out a broadcast studio right in the heart of Hilltop. That can't be easy or cheap. That's why I kicked a few dollars their way at ktqa.org/donate. After all, once KTQA gets enough funding, they can start adding so much more music variety to their lineup and give the people of Tacoma the chance to participate in actually creating programs that truly entertain and represent us, and not what some corporation thinks. Go to ktqa.org/donate to support community radio by making your gift today.